Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The holidays are coming. Find a gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Blue Nile offers an endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Shop early and save up to 40%. Need your special piece fast? In most cases, jewelry can ship overnight. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends. Shine bright this holiday season at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. Thank you to everyone who hung out for hour number one. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. I'm still here in Rochester, New York. The Media for the Movement tour continues on. Thank you all so much to everyone at the University of Rochester, the Medical Center, as we talked about inclusive health and utilizing sports for good. Thank you so much. It's an amazing thing. Not so good, unfortunately. The Brooklyn Nets as a whole, not so good. They beat the New York Knicks tonight, but Kyrie Irving, God knows when he's going to come back, how he comes back, and how he fits in. Jacques Vaughn has been named the full-time coach. They took the interim off his title. And there is no Ime Udoka. I guess the Brooklyn Nets, out of everything they've done over the past few years, someone had enough sense to go, adding the guy who slept with everybody at his old job is probably not the best mix with everything that we're dealing with right now in Brooklyn. So the Brooklyn Nets right now just appear to be to the Titanic. It's like, when are they going to sink? Is the band playing? Hey, Shep, is the band playing for the Brooklyn Nets?
Something's playing. It ain't Steve Nash or Kyrie Irving these days.
Yeah, that ship is a sinking, and the band is still a playing. Anyway, as we continue on with the show, every Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I do something amazing. I deliver you a top six list. And about an hour from now, it'll be a new list. And because there's so many conversations around coaching in the world of sports right now, I'm going to give you a top six list. This is a personal list for me. These are some of the worst coaches that just have ever existed. Like, what coaches, which coaches have had the worst years? I'm going to tell you. And the reasons vary. I don't think there's a good reason here. But I'm going to give you that list of worst coaches next hour. So don't go anywhere. If you want to talk to me, we have a phone number. It is connected to multiple lines. The lines typically can get hot and blow up. But if you want to try, it's simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you want to view everything that I've done here in Rochester from the school, and I will be sharing more photos, and I can't wait to share with you some of the interviews that I did. We're gonna do that tomorrow. I've had so many great conversations. I'm going to share that with you tomorrow. And then I got a new best friend, my main man, Chris, Special Olympics athlete, participates in gymnastics. We talked about the Buffalo Bills. And a matter of fact, we did a lot of talking about the Bills. And thank you to my friends here at 95.7 The Fan in Rochester, because everybody is worried about the Bills. What's going on with Josh Allen? What's going on with his elbow? The New York Jets surprised everybody and beat the Bills this past Sunday, and Josh Allen is now running around with a busted elbow. If I want to be specific, he has a sprain of his UCL. Could be a slight tear. Nobody knows. his head coach, Sean McDermott, he is playing it coy. You know, he's not filling us in on the MVP candidate. And is this gamesmanship from his perspective, or is there legitimate reason for concern? Sean McDermott asked about Josh Allen and that elbow. He says he's day-to-day.
He's day-to-day, and the next question will be, is he going to play? And the answer is, we'll see. So based on the medical report that we have, Josh is day-to-day.
Okay, well, based on the medical report that says Josh Allen is day-to-day, that means Sean McDermott is reading the medical report day-to-day, right? Listen.
I'm not going to get in the medical report. Should have said that to begin with. I'm not answering any more questions about Josh, his status, medical report. I'm not a doctor to begin with. So he is day-to-day. Is he going to play? We'll see. We'll take it one day at a time.
Oh, that don't sound good at all. Last time I heard that, the Miami Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel was running around after Tua got beat to a pulp. Tua Tagovailoa's head bounced off the turf, and he's like, I'm not a doctor. They said he could play. I put him out there. But thank God Josh Allen, his head didn't bounce off the turf, because Sean McDermott would sound like a whole clown. He's like, hey, he's day-to-day. I'm going off the injury report. And then on the other side of his mouth, he's saying that he's not reading. What? Coaches, it's bound to happen. That's why I don't take any of this way too serious. If you talk or speak in front of anyone enough, I sit here for 4 hours. I stumble. I don't say the right or correct thing. I say screwed up things.
Rarely.
Yeah, well, I guess for 4 hours I pat myself on the back, but these guys are trying to defend themselves all the time. Head coaches come out and they are battered with questions. And why did you do this? And why did you do that? And why didn't you do this? And why you didn't play that guy? And why did you make this decision? You're bound to say weird things. But this should be easy. Is Josh Allen going to play? It's simple. All you have to do is say he's day to day. Now when you start going backwards, I'm not even looking at the medical report. You just said you're using the medical report to establish he's day-to-day. Nobody thinks you're Doogie Howser out here. I mean, you don't need to defend yourself of being a doctor, but I mean, damn. And so the Buffalo Bills will take on the Minnesota Vikings. And if Josh Allen is not going to play, to all my friends here in Western New York, prepare yourselves. Case Keenum is on the way. Yes, the same Case Keenum who used to play for the Minnesota Vikings. The same Case Keenum who has now said, I'm prepared to play every week and every day. Well, that's what the backup's supposed to say, right? Isn't that what he's supposed to say? Wouldn't it be ironic if Case Keenum plays the Minnesota Vikings and beats them? This is a Minnesota Vikings team that is, let me check again. I got to make sure I'm saying this correct. Oh, yeah, they're still 7-1. I'm waiting for them to fall off the side of a cliff. It'll probably happen in the postseason. But wouldn't it be cool if Case Keenum showed up and lit up the Vikings? It's unlikely to happen. Wouldn't it be cool if it did? And let's be honest. And I discussed this with my main man, you know, Mike Danger earlier today, which is cool. Shout outs to Mike Danger. If Josh Allen is busted up, what you going to run him out there for? This is the MVP. Between him and Hurts. And I mean, if Josh is going to miss a game, that necessarily won't help his cause. But even if he's not the MVP, what good is Josh Allen if he can't deliver the football down the field? What good is Josh Allen if he's playing at, I don't know, 80%? I'd rather Josh Allen miss a game here in the regular season and come back for the postseason at 100%, even if it means going out onto the road. If we have to think about the current standings in the NFL playoffs for the AFC, the Buffalo Bills currently sit in the number one seed. They have the same record as the Chiefs at 6-2. The Ravens are 6-3. the Tennessee Titans, who did not quit against the Chiefs. They are 5-3. And then the New York Jets are the first team here in the wild card with a 6-3 record. I'm confident that the Buffalo Bills will win the AFC East. I know that there will be some Dolphins fans who say, nah, we got this, watch. Man, there might even be some delusional Jets fans who say, no, we got the AFC East. And maybe even some Patriot fan will tell me, no, we got this too, watch. But the Bills are fine. They'll likely win the AFC East, and they're going to go to the playoffs regardless. And if you have to go on the road, if you have to go up into Kansas City, and so what? I'd rather do that with a healthy Josh Allen than one who's a little bit busted up. And everybody's busted up at the end of the year. I'd rather a healthier Josh Allen go into Baltimore and play the Ravens than host the Ravens up here in Buffalo. And we saw what happened the last time that happened. Lamar Jackson had to exit the game because he bumped his head. You can't worry about the future. You got to take it one game at a time. He's the most important player on the team. And if he's not healthy, the Buffalo Bills, they got no chance not to do a damn thing. And there probably is reason for concern. You got to complain about something, right? The Buffalo Bills, they've had it easy this year. They step into the season. Everybody expects them to go to the Super Bowl, including myself. And so even the smallest issues, people, you got to look at them and be concerned. Here's reason for concern. If you have to think about the strength of schedule for these remaining teams at the top of the AFC, who has it the worst? Who's going to face the toughest competition to close out the season? It's the Buffalo Bills. The remaining games that they have, those teams have a combined winning percentage of 53%. The Kansas City Chiefs, their remaining opponents, have a combined winning percentage of 42%. And the Baltimore Ravens, they got time to make up for all that crap they were doing, blowing these leads earlier this year. Because the Ravens' remaining opponents have a winning percentage of 35%. Let me say it again. The Bills, 53%. The Chiefs, 42%. And the Ravens, yeah, they played a bunch of bums. 35% combined winning percentage. The Buffalo Bills, let this man sit down if he's not healthy enough to play. Let the chips fall where they may. And if you have to go on the road for a playoff game, so be it. I'd rather that. I'd rather a healthy Josh Allen who can run the table than one who's busted up. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mac is calling from here in Buffalo or next door in Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mac?
Hey, next door. I agree with you. I don't think Sean McDermott's the type of coach. And I admit he made a little snafu when he said he didn't have the report. Of course he did. But I don't think that Sean McDermott is the type of coach who would send his quarterback out without him being at least 100% or 99.5%. Josh is going to want to play because that's the type of person he is. He's going to want to play for the team, but Sean McDermott is not going to send him out there unless he's fully repaired. And he's going to, if we have to play an away game for a playoff, and I think it's probably going to be, and that's going to be another exciting game with the, hopefully it'll be with the, but Pat Mahomes, because that would be exciting. Those games are really good.
Yeah, a lot of points. Yeah.
He would, yeah, so he's not going to do that. Sean McDermott is not that type of coach. He's not like that coach for the Cowboys. If he were playing for the Cowboys, he'd be out there because he's very...
Mike McCarthy?
No, the coach for the... Not the new one. Is this the owner of the Cowboys? The one that said they wanted OBJ or something.
Jerry Jones.
Yeah. Jerry Jones, he's not like that. Jerry Jones treats his players like they're a bunch of horses or something. I hate the way he treats them. But
I think that's all your time. Well, thank you.
You have a good night and enjoy the rest of your trip in Rochester. And come to Buffalo and get some wings. I can't tell you where to go because there are some good places to go to get chicken wings. You're only an hour away. Chicken wings and pizza, you got to go to, Nova's. That's where you got to go for pizza and chicken wings.
You sound like Sean McDermott.
Have you been here already?
No.
Have you been to the Nova's already?
No. Oh, my goodness.
Take a trip to the Nova's.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Matt.
Take
a breath. Mac makes me want to take a breath. Hold on, America and Canada and everybody else. Hold on. Let's take a collective breath. Hey, Shep, you ready?
Do you want me to, ready to take a breath or ready to not take a breath? Yes.
I need you to take a breath with all of it. Hold on. I need to inhale like John Sally. No, not like John Sally. Hold on. I need to inhale. Okay, exhale. All right. Damn, Mac, she could fit some words in, man.
Yes.
Thank you, Mac. I loved it. Mac is just like, hey, I'm not going to tell you where to get wings in Buffalo, but you can go to this place. I'm like, damn, wings and pizza. Why not? Where can I get wings and pizza in Rochester at? Never mind. Uh-oh, I'm hitting wrong buttons here. Let me stop screwing things up. 855-212-4CBS. You know, Mac mentioned the schedule for a second, and it prompted me to look at the schedule. It's also reminded me that tomorrow night.
Chicken wings and pizza, you got to go to.
Thanks.
No.
Hey, stop. No, don't do that. Don't do that. I just needed to take a breath, and you reminded me. Now I got to take another one. Okay. There's a crap Thursday night football game. Another one. Thank you, Khaled. The Atlanta Falcons are going up to Carolina to take on the Panthers. Now, me, I live in Georgia. I'm interested in the Falcons. Cordarrelle Patterson is back, and Falcons, they run the ball. They suck at throwing it. Thank you, Marcus Mariota. And the Panthers, they just suck, period. Why does America want to watch this game? They don't. I feel like Amazon is using Thursday Night Football to be a massive $1-point-something-billion petri dish. We deserve better. When I say we football fans, I can't wait to talk about this game tomorrow because we'll talk about the Panthers. We'll talk about Baker Mayfield and how bad he is in addition to that other guy who doesn't even play, Sam Darnold. Anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take your calls on the other side. And then also, it's like 3 days later. Jim Irsay is still defending the hiring of Jeff Saturday. Did he think this through? You'll hear from his latest comments when we come back, or you'll hear his latest comments on the other side here on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, have you been to the Nova's already?
No. Oh, my
take
goodness.
Take a trip to the Nova's.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Matt.
Take
a breath.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
God bless, wish you well, and all the best, JR, because you really are my favorite sports DJ on the air.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Makes me want to play an instrument. I want to bang on like a drum or something. Or hit a guitar. Hey, Shep, do you play an instrument?
I do, not as well as AC/DC.
Oh, what instrument do you play?
I play a little bit of keyboard.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah. Oh, fancy.
Thank you.
Fancy. I don't play no instruments.
JR, I'm not Yo-Yo Ma. I'll tell you that right now.
What, do you play chopsticks?
No. I like him anyway.
I was talking, no, the song.
Oh, I could play that, yeah.
Yeah, I think I could do that on the keys.
For you.
Yeah. All the other instruments I can't talk about on the radio.
Okay, fair. Anyway. I think I get your drift.
Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've been talking about Josh Allen. This man has a busted up elbow, a UCL sprain. I don't know if he's playing any instruments, but they want him to rest his elbow. They're going to get ready to take on the Minnesota Vikings, and if necessary, sit Josh Allen down. Who cares about postseason standings? You want to get there. Don't force him out there to bust up his elbow some more, and then you suck later on down the season. Sit him down. Still one of the teams with the best offense, second ranked. Still have the first ranked defense in the league. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Rest your star quarterback. Rest him. That's a smart decision for a smart coach to make. It's also a reminder. In about 35 minutes at the start of next hour, I'm going to give you a top six list. It's a personal list. These are my worst coaches ever. Or I should say, they've had some of the worst coaching jobs, tenures ever. A new top six list. The top of the hour. Let's talk to you real quick. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Adam is here from Toronto.
Hey, JR, can you hear me okay?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. So, I mean, I called you yesterday, and I'm so happy that Josh Allen did.
Uh-oh. Well, we fell into the toilet again. John is calling from D.C. I won't call it a toilet. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm doing all right. Hopefully you can hear me. I'm driving trucks again tonight, man. Appreciate your show, Shep. Doing a great job. I was calling about the Kyrie thing, but then he started talking about Josh Allen. I really think they do need to sit him down so that they can, because they probably more likely going to make it to the playoffs, and you don't want to limping in Josh Allen going into the playoffs. And I also think McDermott thinking about his job as well, like can't keep going to the big show. The Buffalo coach.
Yeah, but they're not going to give this guy the boot. Like, seriously?
Man, come on, J.R. Let's think about it, man. No. Buffalo went to the Super Bowl four times and ain't won nothing. They ain't about to do that again.
He doesn't have anything to do with that. That was 35 years ago now at this point.
I totally get it. But it's just, you know, that's like the curse of the Red Sox, man. They go through that twice and get bounced, man. They're going to be looking at him like, come on, brother, what are we doing here?
I think if this was the NBA, I think that would be more appropriate. But to just, like, that's not even rocking the boat. That's like turning the boat over. You can't get rid of Sean McDermott if they don't have playoff success. You can't do that.
I agree, but I would, like you say, I'd set him and let him heal up, because they're going to go to the playoffs. Ain't no use in rushing him in.
Oh, absolutely. You know? We know that. Yeah. And the way that he plays, too. I mean, he's going to want to drop his shoulder and his arm into some small dude, and that's not going to help him heal up. So give him a game to protect himself from him.
Exactly, because it's not even small dudes. He willing to drop it on a linebacker too. So
yeah,
he got to protect. Jay, I got another question, and I listen to you every night, especially when I'm driving, mostly you know at night. I got a question about this, and I want to get your insight on this and your opinion. It's a little off. It's a little off. I apologize.
Here we go. Do I need to play like Dr. Ruth music in the back?
Nah, you don't need to play Dr. Ruth. And you're not going to owe God me. You're not going to owe God me. I hope you don't owe God me.
Oh, God. Okay.
So the things like this thing with Kyrie, okay, it's a real sensitive topic, things like that. The thing about the NBA coach, the Celtics coach, another sensitive topic, a lot of wrongdoing going on in both, how you look at it. I notice these things are getting media attention for weeks at a time. Like,
yes.
It's getting drawn out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now we got the good Hall of Famer,
Brett Favre,
that's okay. Stolen millions of dollars.
You knew how I knew where this was going, right?
I know you knew where this was going.
Go ahead and finish. Continue.
But I just want to understand, and I know because you work in media, like, how does something like that affected? That's basically like part of a Ponzi scheme, and a lot of those people involved will get dealt with accordingly, I assume. But it just seems like this thing gets swept under the rug with him, and I don't understand that. Like, I don't understand. You look at you listen to other sports shows. Let me watch what I say, and you watch other sports shows on TV while I do, and it might get a 10-15 second update. Oh well, they found this new evidence. We'll keep you posted. Kyrie posted a video. Now, Jeff Bezos, part of Amazon, that does play a big part in the NFL. This platform was on. He was selling this or promoting this.
John, come on, John. I'm here forever now, John. Come on.
All right, that's it. I just want to know, how is it that the Brett Favre thing isn't getting as much attention as these things are getting? Like.
Well, I got an answer for you, man. It is ongoing. You see, here's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thing called being responsible and utilizing your platform to be responsible. I have talked about Brett Favre here on the air.
You have.
Thank you so much. But what I can't do is come on the air and give allegations, because I'm going to wake up and I'm going to have a lawsuit at my door. You know, I don't need CBS and Odyssey to have a lawsuit at the door. I don't need emails here. And so
I got you.
I have to be careful. I need to be responsible about what I say. And think about this. That's a complete opposite of what Kyrie Irving did. You know, there is no ands, ifs, or buts about what took place with Kyrie Irving, because A, he did it. He spoke about it. He talked about it. He defended it.
He admitted it. Yep.
He did it. You know, Brett Favre is a full. It's a full legal situation. He has spoken up and he said, "Well, this is not true," and that. And you know, it's not public knowledge. And so
right.
I think it's comparing apples to oranges to make that comparison, because you got to wait for things to play out. I got no problem, and I've said this before: where there's smoke, there's fire. It appears that Brett Favre, through his text messages, he knew exactly what was going on. He didn't want people to know that he was, you know, receiving these funds, or he didn't want people to know. Whether that's because he wants to maintain privacy and dealing with the government, or was he, you know, shuffling and shaking cash all over the place? I don't know. I do believe where there's smoke, there's fire, but that's the difference. And this is something that Kyrie needs to learn. You got to be responsible when you have a platform. You just can't be shouting from the mountaintops, regardless of whether people want you to. That makes sense?
Yes, sir. It makes sense. I appreciate you for clarifying that up for me.
No doubt, John. Thank you for calling from D.C. Yeah, if Brett Favre is out here robbing folks, stealing from the people who need the money, you damn right I'm going to talk about it. What I got to lose? Nothing. I say what I want. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. I'm going to get some more of your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, man, this is going to be cliche as a mug, but long time listener, first time caller, man, and I appreciate your show big time. You have so much insight. I just want to give you props on that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm still tipping on fofos. Absolutely. Anyway, somebody who doesn't need to be tipping anything is Josh Allen. If the man's elbow's busted up, they need to keep him on the bench. Give him a clipboard for a week. Tell him to relax. I mean, this man plays, well, let me be clear. He's not as reckless as Cam Newton was. He's not as reckless as he used to be early on in his career. He's selective as to when he wants to challenge you or anyone, being a defensive back, a linebacker. Josh Allen is not afraid to lower his shoulder and move you out the way. Knowing his style of play, if his elbow, the ligament, the UCL is not healthy and that a week off would do him some good, then give it to him. I'd rather have the man take a week off and come back a little healthier for the stretch run and the playoffs than to now have a lingering, nagging elbow injury for the whole season. 855-212-4CBS. Adam is here from Toronto. I guess he climbed out of whatever dungeon he fell into. Go ahead.
JR, my AirPod, it pulled a Kirk Cousins moment. It was looking good, it feeling good all night, and then when I needed it most, it just died. So I apologize about
Damn.
That. Look, I called in last night. You know, I'm so happy that Josh Allen sounds like he's going to be okay. You know, the worst thing that could have happened was him missing the whole season with some sort of surgery. Look, I think they should sit him out against Minnesota and sit him out against Cleveland. Bring him back against Detroit on Thanksgiving. Give him a solid 2 weeks of rest. I think Case Keenum's a good backup. You know, I think he can hold it down like Cooper Rush did in Dallas. You know, not do anything crazy, not do anything special. Just hold it down and get the win, however, like whatever way it takes. I think he's going to expose the Minnesota Vikings this week. I think they're a fake 7-1. Man, that's all I got to say. I'm super relieved that Josh is hopefully going to be okay.
Okay.
Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Adam, for calling from Toronto. Case Keenum is going to be fine. That's why there's no need to rush. It's not like we've seen Case Keenum, you know, throw the football really at all. I mean, last season for the Cleveland Browns, he had to start two games, and he did okay. It's not like he's a full-time starter anymore. The last time he was really out there starting games consistently was with Denver and then Washington. And then we know about that year he had with Minnesota. And I'm sure he's going to want to go out there and just light it up. He's serviceable. And that's all you need at this point. Someone to go out there and be decent. Nabil is calling from Buffalo. What's up, Nabil?
Hey, how are you?
Cool, man.
Good. I just wanted to say, too, you know, us as Bills fans, our main concern right now is Josh Allen to stay getting rest and get healthy. And, you know, hopefully in the postseason we can push through. And we're very confident in Case Keenum and getting the job done. All he's got to do is just be a game manager and get the W. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, act like Kirk Cousins, right?
Of course, 100%. Cooper Rush did it, and Case Keenum can do it, too, 100%.
Yeah, well, I hope he doesn't act like Cooper Rush on the back end. People were real high on that guy, and then they were reminded he was a backup.
Right. Now he's a backup. He knows his role. And, of course, I don't know if you saw on the our local news, too, today. They said they quoted Case Keenum how he's saying nobody really knows who he is yet, and he's in the shadows of Josh Allen as a backup, and he knows his role, you know?
Yeah, well, he's happy to still be in the NFL, so he does understand that.
100%.
All right, thank you, Nabil, for calling up from right next door in Buffalo. Let's go to Maryland. Let's talk to Brady. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Brady, what's up?
Yep.
Yeah, you're live.
Hello?
Yeah, you're live.
Oh.
Oh, okay. What's wrong with him? Hey, Shep, what was wrong with that guy? Was that a guy?
Some grow very old at 14. Some don't grow at 14. I hope the latter's the case for him.
Oh, he was 14?
In that call, he might have been younger.
Isn't it time for bed? No, right? I don't know. It's almost, in Maryland, it's almost midnight.
It's our time. That's right. Even in Rochester, it's almost midnight.
So what the heck is, what was I doing at, what? I don't even know what time of the year it is. What is this, November?
It's crazy how fast this the year goes.
Isn't this a, it's a school night, right? There ain't no holiday tomorrow.
There is absolutely no holiday tomorrow, no.
When I was 14 is a freshman in high school, right? Yes.
For the smart individuals who go to public school, 14 is a freshman in high school, yes.
Yes, so 14, you're a freshman in high school. What was I doing when I was a freshman in high school? When I was 14, what was I doing at midnight?
I know what you were doing.
When I was 14, what was I doing?
I have a feeling. Well, you were playing NBA 2K.
Nah, not that late.
Gotcha.
Hurt my eyeballs. I don't know what I was doing at 14. I know I was in school, but I don't even know what I was doing there. There's a few things, but anyway. 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk to Desmond, calling from Birmingham. Let me ask. Hey, Desmond, don't ask me anything. I got a question for you. Are you ready, Desmond?
Hi.
You ready?
Yeah.
When you were 14 in high school, what were you doing at midnight?
Well, I don't know. I'm probably asleep, but I am 16.
You're 16 right now?
Yeah.
How does it feel to be 16?
I feel cool.
Okay. Well, what's on your mind, Des?
I want to talk about the AFC West.
Okay.
Like, so you said, like, the Bills was, like, going to be in the front of that division. I think that the Dolphins have a shot.
That's the AFC East, man. The West
AFC
doesn't.
AFC East.
Okay. Well, go ahead now.
So, Tua hadn't lost a game yet. And the only loss I'm giving him is that game against the Bills in January.
Yes.
And the Bills have a loss ahead of the Dolphins when they lost to the Jets. And the Jets are iffy, so I know they ain't going to get it. And the Patriots have too many losses, so they're not going to get it.
You got the Dolphins winning the AFC East.
Yes.
Okay. This is reasonable, especially now with this injury to Josh Allen. Let's see how it shakes out, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. No doubt, mm-hmm. Des. He's like, hey man, I don't remember what I was doing when I was 14. I'm only 16. let me not say anything. Oh, hey, he's back. Shep, bring him back?
Yes, why not?
Brady, the 14-year-old from Maryland, is here. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Welcome back, man. It's your show.
Yeah, what's up? I just think Josh Allen is overrated as anything, and his team is carrying him, everybody on his team, and he's trash. I had him in fantasy. He just made me lose game after game. I don't know.
Well, are you the same person that I just spoke to 5 minutes ago?
Yep.
What happened to you? You sound like a completely – did you hit puberty in 5 minutes?
I think so. Something like that.
Oh, it sounds like it. Well, thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Yep.
Wow. You became a – hey, Shep, they grew up so fast. He grew up in 5 minutes. He's about to start a family and have kids. Probably has a baby on the way. All of this in 5 minutes.
Got to be the only show in America that had a 12-year-old, a 14-year-old, and a 16-year-old past 10 p.m. Eastern time call you and actually have a conversation on Sports Talk Radio.
Hey, it's for the kids. I don't care.
Apparently it is. I mean, you were speaking essentially kids today and yesterday, so.
No, these are not kids. These are doctors, man.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought they were university students.
Yeah, University of Rochester, man. They could teach me something.
No, they have the intelligence of someone who's lived 3 lifetimes. I'm just saying in terms of their actual age, biologically, they're kids compared to us. If you're in your early 20s, you're a kid to me. It's a kid.
Okay, I guess. I'm not going to stand in front of a doctor and say anything.
Wait. But when you say doctor, are they studying to be a doctor? Or have they passed the boards and they literally have an MD next to their name?
There were like 4 doctors that sat right in front of me.
Okay, like legitimate practicing doctors, not residents, not attendees.
No, the University of Rochester Medical Center is in a hospital. It was a combination of students studying to be doctors.
There were doctors, I mean, no disrespect.
There were doctors there as well. Okay, gotcha.
But I'm talking about the ones that are in medical school. Them, to me, are soon to be great doctors. They're destined for wonderful altruistic things. But they're not quite doctors just yet. They're studying to be doctors.
Listen, they know better than I do.
They know better than most people. But I wouldn't qualify and label them as doctors yet.
Yeah, but they're not.
Okay, good.
But I'm not gonna call them young. Some of them are young and some of them are not.
Gotcha.
It's a mix, man.
They're older than Brady, I know that much. And Sanjay. And Desmond.
There's so many questions I have. There's so many questions. Look, I don't care how old anybody is. This is an age-appropriate show for the most part. For the most part. I'm not saying anything wild or crazy. I'm here for everybody. You could be 10, you could be 100. Somebody listening right now is 100. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you. Well, ages, genders, creeds, religions. I'm not picky here about any of it. It's just sports, right? So if Brady wants to call up and on 1 minute, he's 15, and then the next minute he calls, he sounds like he's 35. And by the way, says Josh Allen sucks. Like, please, you notice I didn't even lend that any credence. I didn't pay him any attention. What did he say? His fantasy? Josh Allen screwing up his fantasy?
Yeah, but that was just probably him betting a friend, saying, I bet I can call a national radio show and get on. That's what that call was.
I don't think so.
Nobody in the world would call and legitimately believe Josh Allen sucks. He's had some crappy games this season, in all fairness. He to me, JR, has not taken that step that a lot of people felt like he was going to this year.
Oh, he's second in touchdowns. I mean, he's second in touchdowns. I think he's third in passing. What more do we want from the guy?
JR, he's had some pretty average performances this season.
Well, the Jets just literally whooped his ass. I mean, that's why he has a busted up elbow. That strip sack at the end of the game pretty much did him in. But he's been okay. No one will care what Josh Allen does as long as he still competes at a high level, one of the best in the league. And then helps take this team to the playoffs and potentially a Super Bowl. And our guy who called up and was like, oh, you know, if Sean McDermott doesn't do it, he's going to get the boot. Man, that ain't happening. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. On the other side of the break, it's a new top six list. I'm going to tell you about some of the worst coaching performances ever. Don't move. Here on CBS Sports Radio, top six.
The holidays are coming. Find a gift for someone special with jewelry from Blue Nile. Blue Nile offers an endless selection of bold gold styles, gemstone jewelry, and classic diamond pieces. Shop early and save up to 40%. Need your special piece fast? In most cases, jewelry can ship overnight. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Save up to 40% on the season's most stunning trends. Shine bright this holiday season at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Whether it's diamond earrings or an engagement ring, Blue Nile can help you design something special made just for her. At Blue Nile, choose from thousands of diamonds and settings. Have your one-of-a-kind piece delivered right to your door in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Guaranteed free shipping and returns. And now, Blue Nile is offering special holiday deals. Go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on purchases of $500 or more. Hurry, this offer expires soon. BlueNile.com, code RADIO.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.